Hey, it's Scott, and guess what? You're about to hear an ad. And that's both good and bad. It's good because ads are what make it possible for me to keep bringing you these episodes. And it's bad because, well, maybe you don't like listening to ads, and I get that. And the good news is, you don't have to. When you sign up to support the show, you get every single episode without any ads. Plus, you get all the bonus episodes. Yeah, did you know there are actually bonus episodes? And you can try it all for free just to see what it's like. If you're on an iPhone, just go to the What Was That Like podcast and at the top, click on Try Free and you're in. On Android, just go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus and try it out completely free. Once you've had the ad-free experience, you'll see why hundreds of other listeners are already doing it. But for now, here's another ad and then on with today's episode. I'll confess, sometimes I let my podcast playlist get out of hand and I get way behind, but there's one show that I subscribe to and any new episode goes right to the top of the queue. That's the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's because I never have to figure out, okay, is this one going to be interesting or do I wait for the next one like I do for some shows? Because Jordan's conversations are always a must listen for me. He talks to fascinating people from any category you can think of. Authors, scientists, athletes, you name it. He's talked to undercover cops who posed as mafia and the actual career mafia hitmen. And the stories he gets out of these people, just incredible. In one episode, he talked to Paul Holes. You might know that name if you're into true crime. He's the former investigator who uses really advanced methods to solve cold cases, including the Golden State Killer. And another one I really enjoyed was with Sam Harris, an author and neuroscientist who promotes skepticism, and he doesn't mind taking on some seriously controversial topics like politics or religion. That one's going to make you think. Whenever a new episode of the Jordan Harbinger Show pops up, I already know it's going to be an episode that I'll enjoy listening to, and I'll bet you will too. For some episode recommendations, check out jordanharbinger.com/start. Or search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What Was That Like? Contains adult language and content and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
This is an off week for the What Was That Like podcast. But I'm here to introduce you to something new for the show that I'm pretty excited about. Today, you're going to hear a bonus episode to kick off a new ongoing series. These episodes are called Raw Audio. One of the most popular features in some of the episodes for this podcast have been the 911 calls. When you hear the voice of a person calling the emergency number and describing what's going on, it can feel like you're right there with them. These are not actors reading lines on a script. They're not reenactments for a TV show. These are real-life moments recorded as it happens. I've wanted to incorporate more of those 911 calls into the show, but it's just not always practical for each episode. So I decided I would create some new episodes, and the actual focus would be on that emergency call. You'll hear the backstory on what was happening, and you'll hear the 911 emergency calls that took place, and you'll hear what happened afterward. Unfortunately, not all of these stories have a happy ending. So the first episode is happening today, right now, and this episode is available to everyone. After today, future raw audio episodes will only be available to patrons through my Patreon page. Any supporter at the $5 level or higher will have exclusive access to these new episodes. So if you haven't signed up yet, you can do that at whatwasthatlike.com/support. In today's premiere episode, you'll hear an off-duty officer on the phone with a 911 operator as someone is breaking into his house where his two young children are sleeping. You'll hear a man calling the emergency number from his car while he's driving with his family. And you'll hear some restaurant employees calling for help after one of their co-workers is attacked. As I said, these are intense. They're not for the faint of heart. But if you want true life, real life stories, that's what you'll get with these exclusive episodes. I mean, the regular episodes you hear on this show are crazy enough, and those will continue as always, and they'll always be free. But the raw audio ongoing series takes it to the next level. So see what you think of today's show, and if you want to support the show and hear every episode, get over to whatwasthatlike.com/support and become a patron. And now, let's get on with it. I'm Scott Johnson, and you're listening to What Was That Like? Raw Audio. Decatur, Illinois. An off-duty officer is at home with his two young children. He hears a noise outside, like people yelling at each other. When he goes to investigate, he finds a young man and woman having a heated argument in his front yard. They had been arguing in her car, but she stopped the car and got out in order to get away from him. The man was intoxicated. When it became obvious that he was not going to leave quietly, the homeowner made the call to 911.
Decatur, Macon County 911, what is your emergency?
Hey, my name is... At my resident, I have a domestic dispute going on in the front yard. I don't know who the people are.
Okay, what's your address? Okay. You don't know who they are?
No, I got a young woman sitting in the front of my yard, and I got another guy in a car that's leaving. Ma'am, okay.
What race is he?
He's threatening me right now.
What race is he?
I don't know what... He's getting in a car right now. She's got the car keys.
Okay, what race is the female male?
She's white. I got a white female. She's wearing a green shirt and blue jeans. She's roughly 18 years old. White male, she's 22. White male, 21. Here he comes back.
Okay, what's he wearing?
He's got an orange shirt on. Fairly.
You don't have nothing. It does depend. He's strong guy.
Never mind. He doesn't have a shirt on?
Okay, but...
Okay. Okay. We're right at the corners. And
yeah.
What kind of car is that?
Grand
Prix. He's in a Grand Prix. Standing outside his Grand Prix yelling stuff at us.
He's in my car.
Okay.
Okay. He's coming back now. I'm going to go get my firearm. He's coming back now.
Okay. Is she injured?
Huh?
Is she
get
injured?
In here, ma'am. Get in here. All right. I'm going to get my gun upstairs. I'm wearing a white t-shirt and a pair of blue shorts.
Okay.
Again, I'm an off-duty conservation officer. This one's 8, ma'am.
Are you inside? Are you got everybody inside the house?
Yes. Ma'am, stay right there. I have two kids in this other room. I don't want you to move. You understand? I also have a dog in here. It'll eat him as well.
What did you say you were wearing again?
I got a white Notre Dame Fighting Irish t-shirt on and a blue pair of, green shorts. All right, I've got my duty firearm now.
Okay.
As well as a badge on.
Okay. Is he still outside?
As far as I know, I ran down to the basement real quick to grab my duty firearm.
Uh-huh. You said you're a 13. Okay.
There's going to be...
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, you're fine.
I don't know what's
going on. Okay. Okay, just go out here and here he comes.
I got the keys.
Give me them keys.
Right there in the apartment.
She
just started going crazy.
Okay, yeah, we got two off.
Okay, here he is. Sir? Stay away from my house. You understand me now? Get back from my door. Get back from the door. Listen, the Decatur police are on their way. Do not try to come into this house. You understand? I do have a firearm. Get back. Stand back from my house and lay on the ground. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? And I'm an off-duty police officer. Get back from my house now.
Think about Landon. What is wrong with you?
Listen to me.
Oh, my God.
Sir,
4-year-old son.
If you try to come into this house, do you understand me? Stand back from my house.
Okay, sir, where's your dog at?
The dog is right here with me. Daisy, come here, Daisy. Hey, Daisy. Sir, get back. Sir, get back. Sir, I can't. Get back. Get back. Okay. I one shot, damn. He's been shot. Sir, just get back.
You shot him?
Get back.
Sir, did you say you shot him?
I shot right between the chest, yeah.
You shot him between the chest?
Yes. Right in the chest. He's got me cornered in my house.
Okay, that's fine.
He's here now.
You said you shot him right between the chest?
Yeah.
All right. We got him coming.
Good God, please get somebody here.
They're on their way. We got 7 officers coming.
My 2 kids are on the ground sleeping right at my feet. Good God.
Okay,
ma'am, please.
Calm down, sir.
Ma'am, please. Lay down on the ground. You lay down on the ground, too.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Is he bleeding? Yes?
Yes, he's bleeding.
Okay.
He's not moving. He's laying face down on my floor.
Okay, he's not moving. He's face down. Is he breathing?
Ma'am, please. I have 2 children on the floor here. This is my home, for the love of God. Please. Stay there. The Decatur police.
The fire department. There's an officer that's just coming off there right now, okay? He's going to wait for his backup. Sir?
God, please.
Sir?
Yes.
Is he breathing?
I can hear it. There's blood everywhere. Listen, I can hear him.
Okay, sir.
I'm back away from
sir, the officers outside. You need to secure your weapon, okay?
Yes, I'm going to put it. I'm setting it on the ground. Right where I'm at. She's right in between the door.
Okay, sir. I need to know, is he breathing?
Yes, he is
breathing?
He's gasping.
He's gasping?
He's laying face down and gasping.
Okay, he's gasping? Okay, sir, there are officers outside.
What is his name? Do you want me to open them, let the officers in?
Yeah, let the officers in. Make sure you tell them who you are.
But I have my gun here.
Put your gun down.
Okay.
Put your gun down, sir.
I'm coming to the door
okay,
now.
We're letting them know you're coming to the door.
Here I am right here. I'm laying down. My 2 children are on the floor in there. Okay. I'm going to set the phone down.
Okay, sir. I'm going to let you go.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
The intruder died from his injuries. The audio from that phone call played a major role in the investigation that followed. A coroner's jury determined the death to be classified as justifiable homicide, and no charges were filed against the officer. I made a decision a long time ago. When I'm out riding my bike each morning and I cross paths with someone, I always smile at that person. And most people smile back. But I do it because even though it's a little thing, it makes a big difference for me, and maybe for them. It's just a fact. Small actions can bring big benefits. In the same way, it's also true that taking care of your gut can support the health of the rest of your body. Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic benefits not just your gut, but your skin and heart health too. Seed DSO1 is part of my morning routine. If you can call it a routine, it's just two little capsules. And I feel amazing. It helps maintain the health of my heart, and it promotes regularity, which I can attest to. Sorry, that may be a little TMI there. For me, it's great that it's vegan, but it's also sugar-free, soy-free, peanut-free, gluten-free, and has no preservatives. It doesn't even need refrigeration. DSO1 has so many benefits, including the fact that it's backed by a lot of science, but I've barely scratched the surface here. What I can say, though, is that my body feels great, and I've got a promo code so you can see the benefits for yourself.
Trust your gut with Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/what and use code 25what to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/what. Code 25what.
Here's my hot take for today. If you see something advertised as a free trial, it might cost you more than you expect. At least that's my experience. I give up my credit card to try something for free for a week, then I forget about it, and now I'm paying for it every month without even noticing it. But when I signed up for Rocket Money, that ridiculous waste came to a screeching halt. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings. It lets you see all of your subscriptions listed right there in one place. When you see a subscription you're paying for but you don't want, do you really want to spend an hour on the phone trying to track down some customer service agent to cancel it? Rocket Money can help you get rid of it with just a few taps. They also give me this great dashboard so I can see what I've spent this month compared to last month. And they'll even try to negotiate lower bills for me by up to 20%, so I'm spending less and saving more. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/whatwas. That's rocketmoney.com/whatwas. rocketmoney.com/whatwas.
Hey, this is Scott. Did you know we offer a premium feed of this show that is completely ad-free and there are bonus episodes? Go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus or just click the link in the show notes of any episode to learn more and to sign up. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can sign up right there in the app by clicking Try Free at the top of the episode list. And I hope to see you in the premium feed soon. San Diego, California. Mark Saylor is driving a rental car on the freeway. It's a Lexus. In the car with him is his wife and their 13-year-old daughter and his brother-in-law, Chris. Suddenly, Mark realizes that the accelerator is stuck. The car quickly begins to increase speed, and he's unable to do anything to slow it down. That's when Chris made this short, desperate call for help.
911 emergency, what are you reporting?
Yeah, we're in a Lexus.
I'm sorry, your cell phone's cutting out.
We're going north 125,
mm-hmm.
And our accelerator's stuck.
I'm sorry?
Our accelerator's stuck. We're on 125 and we're in place.
Okay, northbound 125, where are you passing?
We are passing, where are we passing? We're going 120, Mission Gorge. We're in trouble. There's no brake.
Okay.
Mission Gorge, end freeway, half mile.
Okay, and you don't have the ability to, turn the vehicle off or anything?
We're approaching an intersection.
Okay.
We're approaching an intersection. Hold on.
Pray.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Oh,
hello?
None of the four people in the car survived the crash. An investigation revealed that same Lexus had been rented to a different customer 3 days earlier, and they returned it with the complaint that the accelerator was sticking. Toyota is the manufacturer of the Lexus luxury cars, and at the time, they had recalled 2.3 million Toyotas, but the Lexus was not included in that recall. Sandusky, Ohio. It was closing time at the Golden Corral restaurant. One of the workers, Seven Stanley, got into an argument with a customer. The customer, Demetrius Hall, went outside the restaurant. Seven and some of his co-workers also went outside. That's when Demetrius approached Seven and stabbed him. He was able to walk back in the restaurant, but soon collapsed to the floor while a couple of his co-workers called 911.
911, where's your emergency?
Can we get a 911 to go to Corral? Somebody got stabbed and he just fell out. Can we please get a...
Okay, slow down. Where are you?
Can we get a... we need an ambulance to Golden Corral.
Golden Corral?
Yes, somebody okay. A customer stabbed one of our workers and he just fell out.
Okay, all right. They're on the way, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
911, where's your emergency?
Can we get an ambulance to Golden Corral?
What's going on
please
there?
Please hurry. Can you please hurry? Somebody was stabbed.
I need to know somebody was stabbed at Golden Corral.
Yes, Sandusky, Ohio.
Okay, where were they stabbed at?
In the stomach.
In the stomach?
Yeah.
Okay, is the person still there that stabbed them?
Yes, please. Can you just come, please? He's right here, please. Report, please, ma'am. Can you just hurry up?
They're on the way. Who stabbed him?
Okay. I don't know the man. They was in the white van. Can you please?
Officer is en route. They're already on the way, sir.
Please, hurry.
They're already on the way. Is the van still
there? Now. No, he gone. I don't know him.
Okay.
Can you please?
They're coming as fast as they can.
My caller say made less than a white van.
It's a white Dodge van. I don't know.
A white Dodge van?
Yeah.
Vehicle with a white Dodge van. We're getting another caller that's advising me maybe at Walmart. Okay,
yeah,
sir.
Like going in and out now. Like we trying to keep him alive.
Okay, the ambulance is almost there, and so are officers. Okay.
They almost there.
Are you right by him?
Yeah, everybody standing over him. We trying to hold
okay.
the wound.
Okay. Is the knife still in his stomach?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Please just hurry up.
Okay. They're already on the way. They're just down the street, so they're almost there.
Okay, I got the back door open right now. Okay?
Okay, I'll let them know. I let them know.
Seven was pronounced dead at the scene. Demetrius, age 28, was charged with murder. His girlfriend, Tasha Patch, was charged with complicity to murder. They both pled not guilty and remain in jail with a $2 million bond.